The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to our top stories this hour. And before I get into our Big Lead stories, I have a great example for you of the difference between government and your family. When your family, let's say your pay's been cut, you've lost a job, been laid off, furloughed, whatever. Your family income is not what it was a year ago. And that's the case for an awful lot of families around here. What do you do? Do you spend more money? Of course not. You cut back. You reduce your expenses. You live within your means. A concept that government does not understand in the slightest. And this is a case where analogies between government and your family are reasonable. The State Department of Transportation just announced that tolls on 520 are going to go up. 15% is what they're projecting the increase to be. And why is that? Well, fewer people are driving across the bridge now. And because of that, the revenues to the state via tolls are down on the 520 bridge. And they said, well, we'll just take more money from the people who are still using it and jack their tolls up 15%. Can you imagine doing that as the head of a family or if you're in charge of your family's budgeting? The state of Washington is spending about $6 billion more than they did in the last budget. They've increased spending. And so how do they pay for it? The revenues to Olympia have been fine. They were up, but they weren't up $6 billion. Well, they have to raise taxes. They continue to see you and me as just an endless supply of money. And if toll revenues are down, will they tighten their belt, cut their budget? Oh, no. They'll just take more money from you. I will not pay tolls because it goes to the state. I think I've driven across the 520 bridge once or twice since they put in tolls. I used to drive across it dozens of times a year. But I'm not going to give more money to the state of Washington. I've totally adjusted my travel schedule so as to never give more money to the state. I give the state plenty of money. They're doing just fine with me or off of me. I don't need to give them more. You know the main reason? I told you I haven't had a car for about 3 months now. First time since October 1st, 1977, the day before my 16th birthday. I got a car that day, the day before my 16th birthday. I'd been working and saving for it since I was 12 years old. I had a great car. We had a great sponsor, and I was driving one of their cars, and then they said, hey, I'd like to get our car back. I said, okay. And so I should go out and get another car, but my wife and I talked. We said, yeah, we can probably get by in just her car. Now she's back in the school building, and so I'm, feel a little claustrophobic when I'm home without a car. So I've never been in that situation in my life. The main reason I'm not getting a car at this point, I probably will one of these days, but I don't want to pay car tabs. Because it goes to Sound Transit, the most criminally corrupt public agency in the history of the United States. Sound Transit gets plenty of my money, just like the state does. I don't need to give them more. So I'll figure out ways to just work around it. And it's wonderful. I've been able to manage just fine. But that's how much, I believe. They're already getting plenty of my money. So anyway, they are just going to jack the tolls instead of cut expenses. King 5 did a story on
first,
this.
For State Route 520, they're looking at two options that could start in 2023. The tailored option would expand the peak-priced rush hours both in the morning and afternoon with increases that average 15%. The uniformed option would just mean a 15% increase across the board.
And the reason they're doing all of this?
The 520 bridge alone between March 2020 and 2021 saw its usage drop more than half.
It will take a few years to get back up to even close to where we were pre-COVID.
The state commission that sets the toll rates says while traffic numbers drop, the loan payments due on the state's mega projects remain the same.
Fewer people are traveling 5 days a week.
So cut your spending! For crying out loud, I know you still got to pay off the bridge loan, supposedly, but you got lots of other expenses you can cut. Maybe you shouldn't have increased the state budget by $6 billion. Maybe then you wouldn't have to increase the tolls. But, you know, I talked about inflation has taken away so much of every single family in the country. Your spending power, your earnings. Inflation is the stealth tax that hits everybody. And Joe Biden has ensured that we have, with the numbers that came out today, you know, inflation's up 4.2%, and that's just the leading edge. It's going to get worse and worse. You keep flooding this country with fake money that you print and put on my grandkids to pay off? It is so irresponsible. And, oh, they might raise the tolls on Highway 99 and the Narrows Bridge and Pierce County.
For the State Route 99 tunnel in downtown Seattle, where the city saw a 37% drop in traffic over the past year, the options are to increase prices 15% at all times or bump prices up a quarter. Either way, the tolls are going up this coming October. And crossing the Narrows Bridge, State Route 16 eastbound, will also cost you more this October, 25 cents more.
And then there's King 5 reporting all this. And think of the audacity of Rima Griffith, who's the executive director of the Transportation Commission. She's just telling us, oh, we're lucky. Could have been a lot worse.
Our system is funded, assuming drivers are going to drive.
The Transportation Commission's executive director says commissioners were braced for even higher increases, but that will likely be avoided thanks to lawmakers using some of the federal COVID relief funding and tapping into the state's gas tax fund.
Thanks to the lawmakers. Oh, I forgot to thank the lawmakers. I would like to thank you for your leadership. How come every single gathering of lawmakers, they always just have to glad hand each other? That's the first line. I would like to thank the senator for her leadership in this area.
I would like to thank the representative for his leadership.
It's just constant. Just kissing up to each other. Okay, but anyway, I forgot to thank the thank you, lawmakers. So taking COVID relief funds and putting it on the highways, that's not what it was designed for. Why don't you get that money, those COVID relief, to all the businesses that have been shut down, to the restaurants where they are losing their business, perhaps? Maybe that would be a better destination instead of your reckless, drunken sailor-like spending. And again, I apologize to all the sailors who enjoy a little drink now and again.
Our gas tax revenues are definitely struggling as well, but they did contribute what they could. And so now we're kind of left with that balancing act now of trying to minimize impact to drivers, but also really having no choice but to adjust rates.
I paused that sound bite and cut in. Did I just hear what I think I heard? Well, let me listen to this one more time.
Our system is funded, assuming drivers are going to drive.
The Transportation Commission's executive director says commissioners were braced for even higher increases, but that will likely be avoided thanks to lawmakers using some of the federal COVID relief funding and tapping into the state's gas tax funds.
Our gas tax revenues are definitely struggling as well, but they did contribute what they could. And so now we're kind of left with that balancing.
Wait. The lawmakers did contribute what they could? It's not a contribution. They didn't give anything. I mean, other than their tax is going to go up just like yours and mine. They didn't contribute what they could. It's not like they went and took out a home equity loan and gave it to the state to help them bridge the gap. They raised our taxes. They took what they could. They didn't give what they could. Do you notice all these things with language? I want to thank the lawmakers. They gave what they could. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go rob my neighbor's house, and then I'm going to take the money and give it to some charity and hope that they laud me for giving what I could. It's unbelievable. All right, with that as mere prelude, I didn't know I was going to go off on such a rant there. Let's get right into the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
You know what's happening in Squim? It's spelled Sequim, but it's pronounced Squim. They should put that on the signs when you drive into town. The mayor of Squim is under fire because he was at a grocery. His name is William Armacost. He was at the grocery store, and he was wearing a T-shirt. And the people of Squim, some of them, didn't like the T-shirt that he was wearing. So on the back of the shirt, there are two guns, kind of large guns on either side, kind of over the shoulder blades. And then the words on the shirt, "This is the USA. We eat meat. We drink beer. We own guns. We speak English. We love freedom. If you do not like that, get the bleep out." And then he had the four-letter word on the shirt as well. Oh, man. We eat meat, drink beer, own guns, speak English, love freedom. What horrible concepts. So a woman in Squim, Laura John, she told King 5 News that she found that to be very unprofessional of them.
My initial reaction was, you've got to be kidding me. Basically, anybody who doesn't believe what I say needs to get the F out. It's irresponsible for somebody in his role to parade around in town that he represents with that kind of a message.
She started to say walk around, that she had to change it. Parade around. I'm sure he was doing his parade wave as he was walking or parading around town. King 5 asked, isn't he free to believe everything that's on his
shirt? It's an ugly billboard for Squim.
Isn't he allowed to believe what he wants to believe?
He absolutely is. Behaviors and actions have consequences. And the consequence is people are going to notice you.
Yeah, they do. I don't know Squim that well, but I'm guessing there are a lot of people who have no problem with what's on the mayor's shirt. But Laura Johns tells King 5 News that they're going to try to vote him out next year.
There's a lot of people in the city that are going to make sure that they're not caught asleep at the wheel again.
And King 5, they tried to get hold of the mayor.
We wanted to give the mayor an opportunity to explain himself, so we tracked him down here at his place of work. He told us he didn't want to talk about it, except to say that he thought people would have better things to do than to track him down and take pictures of him on his day off.
Nicole, did you ever hear back from the... we got to get this cat on the show. Did you ever hear back from the Squim mayor?
No, I didn't. You might be surprised to know that his voicemail is full, so I can't leave a voicemail. He didn't answer his phone, and he has not responded to my email request. So I have not got a hold of him yet, but I'll continue to try.
I would think he'd want to come on with me.
And I can't imagine who's trying to get a hold of him right now. Who would be leaving him voicemails?
I know it. Okay, well... That's the Squim mayor, William Armacost. This is the USA. We eat meat, we drink beer, we own guns, we speak English, we love freedom. If you don't like that,
get the bleep out. And what do you think about all this? Man, I've got so many text messages. I'm sifting through them. I'm going to do a your read on the big lead. I'm also going to give you an update right after we check the news for you here at the bottom of the hour. I'm getting text messages about the Squim mayor. 206, regarding the mayor of Squim and his shirt. She was upset, and I believe she said something like, if you don't believe the way I do, get the bleep out. That's a good point. This woman wants to vote the mayor out because he doesn't believe as she does. And she's, that's a really good point, 206. But she's upset that the mayor's shirt says the exact same thing. Our listeners are so smart. 253, Squim has been taken over by rich Californians. I know, I grew up there. It's not farmers anymore. And from the 253, the woman in that King 5 story should have to explain herself for not supporting American. So that's just some of the feedback. A lot of people were making the point that the complainers are saying the exact thing they're complaining about on the shirt. That's really funny. It's a great point. Okay, that is your big lead this hour.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
We told you a lot about critical race theory, the most racist curriculum in our schools since the 1960s. A lot of states are standing up against it. Washington, unfortunately, is not one of them. But people's heads are exploding because of this. I got some audio for you next, right after we check the news here on the Dory Monson Show. About critical race theory. It is dividing our children and our nation. It's in government institutions. A lot of corporations have embraced it. Disney, I told you about a couple of days ago. Disney is all over critical race theory. And what it does is it divides everybody into one of two groups. You're either the bully or the victim. You are either the oppressor or the oppressed. And as I mentioned, you know, when I was coaching a very multi-ethnic team, I'm glad that I didn't have other forces in the schools that were trying to divide kids and make kids resent and even hate each other. But that's what critical race theory is all about. Now, a lot of states are fighting back against this, including in Virginia, where a mom who's African-American. She destroyed critical race theory at a school board meeting.
In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Now I have a dream that we will implement love, not hate, or supporting another Jim Crow's agenda. CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action and a backbone for what we ask for today, to ban CRT. We don't want your political advertisement to divide our children or belittle them. Think twice before you indoctrinate such racist theories. You cannot tell me what is or is not racist. Look at me. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet respectfully.
God bless that woman. That is awesome. And she destroys critical race theory from the perspective of a black woman who doesn't want this kind of racism in the schools. But state after state, many states have banned it. Florida, well, lots of states have banned it. Oklahoma is the latest one. Oh, I tell you, the school board is outraged that they cannot implement such racism in their schools.
We don't need this deal. It's racist. It's cowardly. It's micromanaging.
I think it's disgusting. And to think that in 2021 we could have a bill like this even introduced, let alone heard in a committee and voted on and passed and signed by a governor, is absolutely appalling.
When I listen to what the governor said in his speech, and to say that it is not right for white students to feel like that they should be held responsible for the oppression that black people and others have felt because of them. But then let's talk about the generational wealth off of the backs of my people. What? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's impose that on the kids. Let's tell the kids that they're all racist if they're white. And all those school board members, they want racism to be institutionalized in the schools. It's really something. So here's the Oklahoma governor talking about why he signed the bill that bans critical race theory.
Now more than ever, we need policies that bring us together, not rip us apart. And as governor, I firmly believe that not 1 cent of taxpayer money should be used to define and divide young Oklahomans about their race or sex. That is what this bill upholds for public education. Verbatim, it reads, "No teacher shall require or make part of a course that one race or sex is inherently superior to another race or sex." To be sure, we must keep teaching history in all of its complexities and encourage honest and tough conversations about our past. Nothing in this bill prevents or discourages those conversations. We can and should teach this history without labeling a young child as an oppressor or requiring he or she feel guilt or shame based on their race or sex. I refuse to tolerate otherwise. During a time when we are already so polarized, we cannot revert to 100-year-old thinking that a person is any less valuable or inherently racist by the color of their skin. Martin Luther King spoke of a day when people in America would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
And there are some great leaders around the country, just not in Washington. Man, another story that I want to update you on. We told you at noon today that down in Port Orchard, there is a restaurant that stayed open during the pandemic in defiance of Jay Inslee. The restaurant is called That One Place. Now, people could snitch on the restaurant and tell Jay Inslee and the government that they're still open. And a couple hundred did call the snitch line. By the way, I was looking at the text messages. One person was really upset that I called it the snitch line. What else would you call it? A line that people call to report their neighbors being open in defiance of what is likely an unconstitutional governor's edict. It's a snitch line. Why would you be upset with that? But, oh, they were so upset with me. When you call to snitch on somebody, you're probably calling a snitch line. I truly have no idea. What, a tattletale line that would make you feel better? What would you call it? He didn't tell me that. So the owner got, through a public records request, the names and phone numbers and emails of several of the people who ratted him out. The owner's name is Craig Kennedy. And I talked to him a couple of hours ago. But he got the information, and about 25 people, he got their information, all available through public records. And he put up a big poster with their names and their contact info. And he explained why, to me, why he stayed open. Because now the people who are on that poster, they say that supporters of the restaurant are calling and harassing them, and the son of one of the women who's on the poster tore down the poster, but then gave it back, and it is turning into one of the greatest scandals in Port Orchard history. But I talked to Craig Kennedy about this, the restaurant owner. The restaurant is called That One Place. You decided to stay open in defiance of the governor's orders. Tell me why.
So what kind of started the ball rolling was we held a Halloween trunk or treat and we had over 3,000 people attend this event. And we got turned into the liquor board over it. So the wife and I had been in conversation a lot about opening anyways, because we were starting to struggle to pay our bills. And my employees, they couldn't make any money off of just being takeout only.
Yeah.
I have 45 staff members. And so for our sales to be cut like that, it's just impossible for them. So we have a crew chat, and we brought it up with our staff and asked what they thought. And everybody wanted to work. They were all 100% in. Then one of them went to her other full-time job, and they told her that she could not work there if she stayed with us. So she took a leave of absence, but I'm sure she'll be back. She's worked for me for a long time.
Okay, but then I wanted to know why he posted the names of the snitches. What was your motivation for putting those names up?
The only motivation was is that I feel if they're going to call and complain about us, then their neighbors deserve to know. We all in our small community deserve to know who we can trust or not. And that's what started it. We felt that it was the right thing. I do have that list, by the way, or access to that list for the entire state.
Okay. And I think we all know that he posted it because he wanted to retaliate against them, you know, getting him fined. He's got $132,000 in fines by the state of Washington.
Our stance is voted right or posted right there, how we feel about it, that it's information purpose. So,
yeah.
So I got to get that out for legal purposes.
I know, I understand, but come on. He was trying to say, oh, yeah, I put up a disclaimer telling people don't bother these people. And I knew that wasn't so. And I think he knew it, because when I started laughing, he started laughing. He knew. You can't sneak anything past me, for crying out loud. It's like the easiest catch ever. Okay, so that's what's going on down in Port Orchard. Quick timeout. Favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio next. The stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. And this is the time when we like to count down our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
Remember when John McEnroe was a top tennis player in the world and he was known for his tirades? Well, one of the best players today is Novak Djokovic. You know, it's what an era this has been in tennis. Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic, they're all just great. But I hadn't seen this before from Djokovic. He was playing a match and it started raining, and he thought the umpire should have halted the match. Man, did he think the umpire should have halted the match.
This is the discussion, if you can call it that.
How long you wanna play?
I'm going to check the court.
I asked you three times, you're not checking anything.
You didn't ask to check the board. You say it was when you're serving, but I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Now it's getting harder. I'm going to check the court.
Getting harder. Yeah, right. Getting harder.
I just hadn't heard that from him before. And then afterwards, unlike McEnroe, Djokovic apologized.
For that. No problem.
Nice.
That's okay.
It's a nice touch from world number one.
It was a nice touch from the world number one, they said. All right, now we have President Biden, who was trying to talk about McCarthy today, completely forgot McCarthy's name.
I'm encouraged not just because of a solid meeting with the Republican leader in the House, and with Mitch or Senator McConnell, who I've known a long, long time and worked with.
He cannot remember names. It's really something to watch, and that's why, you know, I talked about earlier that you know, of course he can't mediate as rockets are flying between Israel and the Palestinian territory. Of course, he can't do anything about the, you know, the gas shutdown, 71% of gas stations in Charlotte do not have gas right now. Now, I just got some breaking news. The pipeline that had been shut down that caused the shortage and the long lines in North Carolina all the way down to Florida, they have just restored the Colonial Pipeline. And it went down. I don't know if you know this. It was a cyber attack by a Russian group that they're well known for their ransomware attacks. And that's where they just hack into systems and say, unless you give us X amount of dollars, we will bring down your entire system. So it's a Russian operation. And yeah, is Joe Biden going to do anything about any of this? So he talked about the incident, but it didn't make any sense.
Very, very close contact with Colonial Pipeline, which is the one area you're talking about where one of the reasons the gasoline prices are going up. And I think you're going to hear some good news in the next 24 hours. And I think we'll be getting that under control. Secondly,
and like I said, he said this a couple of hours ago, but we just got the breaking news that the pipeline is once again flowing.
In the meantime, made it easier for us to have lifted some of the restrictions on the transportation of fuel, as well as access to the United States military providing fuel and with vehicles to get it there where places where it's badly needed. And I'd also point out that I think what this shows is that I think we have to make a greater investment in education as it relates to being able to train and graduate more people proficient in cybersecurity.
What? We need to dedicate education to train people in cybersecurity. And you could tell he didn't even know where he was going with that. But it's just hard. It's so hard.
I've been saying for a long, long time now, you could probably say it for me, but I think that one of the most important things we have to do to reclaim our place as the leading innovator in the world is to have a better educated workforce.
Wow. But that wasn't as bad as earlier today. He met with several governors from around the country, including the governor of Minnesota and the governor of New Mexico. Now, he told a little joke at the everybody was, they had no idea what he was saying when he tried to joke about this. But then we found out he just didn't remember that there is a new Mexico.
Hi, Tim. How are you? I know Minnesota's great, but it can't be as nice the weather as there is in Mexico now, is there? We got six governors with us today, Democrats and Republicans, and they're meeting the moment. Governor Mills of Maine, Governor DeWine of Ohio, Governor Cox of Utah, Governor Walz of Minnesota, Governor Baker of Massachusetts, and Governor Lujan Grisham of Mexico.
Governor of Mexico. He said it twice. We have Montgomery Burns as our president.
Actually, sir, we've been booked into a small theater in New Mexico.
Whoa. Slow down there, maestro. There's a New Mexico.
Yes, there is, Joe Biden. All right, I got to get out of here. Tom and Curly Show coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times. See you tomorrow. High noon.
Now you're playing with power.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You really are a fantastic audience.